We're where we want to be, Sean, you know. It was a great day, I suppose, for Donegal. And, you know, the light of the Miners as well. You know, the euphoria after the senior game was incredible, but the Miners had a fantastic result as well. And just looking forward to the next 3 weeks now.
Okay, well, Jim, I suppose All-Ireland victories are just something else, but there was something about yesterday's match that just people couldn't believe what they were watching. What was it, Jim?
Probably honesty, to be honest with you, Sean. Honesty. And, you know, from a coaching point of view, it's the one thing you just want. You know, people go out there and they give it everything and they lay it all out on the pitch. You know, you can't ask any more than that. And I've said to the boys many, many times, you know, once you've given everything, there's nothing left to give. And that's what happened last night, yesterday even, sorry. And, you know, I think the people in the stands really, really appreciate that. And I can live with losing, to be honest with you, Sean, if we get that 100% effort. And just, as I said many times as well, just it's a privilege to be working with them. You know, their attitude and their focus and their commitment to Donegal has been second to none. And, you know, they have a great affinity with their supporters.
Well, Jim McGuinness was just saying there, and he's going to be talking to us again in a moment, Jim McGuinness was just saying there, worthy praise for the Donegal Miners, of course, too, and their manager, Declan Bonner, is on the line. And Declan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sean.
Congratulations, Declan, showing tremendous character coming back and coming back victorious as well. What a day to experience, and what joy, again, you've brought to the county.
Yeah, it was a great day. I mean, great start to the day for Donegal yesterday, and the Miners deserve great credit. You know, we started off nervously, went 5 points to one down, but showed great character to get back into the game and led at half-time. Second half, again, a kind of two and throw. Dublin got a goal with about 15 minutes to go. And again, the lads showed great heart to come out on top. And it was a great start to a brilliant day for Donegal football yesterday.
Yes, Oisín's with us too.
Declan, when Dublin scored that goal in the second half and he's trailed by a couple of points, for these young lads to show the character that they did, given that they were playing Dublin in Croke Park and they had the hill there as well, was just fantastic.
It was Oisín, yeah, and the lads did, I mean, this great belief within the squad. And I always felt if we were, you know, thereabouts, like going into the last 10 minutes, that, you know, we would come out on top. And, you know, the goal came at a bad time from our point of view. And but, you know, the lads showed great mettle and some great scores. And, you know, Ethan O'Donnell, young lad from Glenties, who's a minor again next year, kicked the winning score. And as I said, it was a great start to the day for Donegal.
Yeah. What was it like afterwards in the dressing room, Declan, along with these group of guys, and the realisation was setting in that we've just become the first Donegal team to reach an All-Ireland minor final?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, the lads really, really enjoyed it. And, you know, they're a very mature bunch of lads. And I mean, a lot of work been done over the last couple of years with these lads. And, you know, anything that's ever been asked of them, they've always come up trumps. And, you know, 60 minutes now away from an All-Ireland minor titles. And, you know, it's a great time for these young lads. Great time for Donegal football. And, you know, what a day that's going to be in 3 weeks' time.
It is. And, of course, you're unbeaten still, Declan, in 3 years. And you're going to look to extend that record now for one more game.
Yeah, 160 minutes. And, you know, it'll be some achievement, but you know, we know we're up against it. We're up against Kerry. In fact, I'm up here at the minute at a press launch with Jack O'Connor, the Kerry minor manager, and you know, they're a very, very strong side, and you know, they'll go into that match as firm favourites after Dublin yesterday. But we'll definitely get up there, hopefully, to win a first minor title.
And Jim, it's great to watch this younger talent coming through too.
Fantastic, and to congratulate Declan, and you mentioned there just. That, you know, the last number of years, and Declan has been with the team, I think it's maybe 3 or 4 years now. So these things aren't won just on the day, Sean. They're won over many, many weeks and months and years. And, you know, I suppose that's what you need to do if you want to bring young players through. They've got to be developed. And just to congratulate Declan, and we're all looking forward to the next 3 weeks now.
Jim, just back to the senior game yesterday, and obviously there was a lot of emotion with the supporters and the players and yourself yesterday. You've won some big matches, championship games with Donegal, obviously the All-Ireland 2012. But that match yesterday and that result and the performance that Donegal put in there, that was right up amongst your, I suppose, your top two. And would it even exceed the All-Ireland, Jim?
Well, I suppose every game's different, Oisín, you know. But I suppose the thing that can't be questioned is this group of players and their character and their commitment to their county. And, you know, to be part of that and to be working with them, it's a really privileged place to be. And we go to training every night, and the attitude's spot on every night. They work extremely hard. You know, they're very hungry for information. They're exceptionally intelligent players in terms of using information. And I suppose when it all boiled down yesterday, it was about their attitude. And for me, their attitude was just exceptional. And it would have been very easy to throw in the towel, I suppose, when you're 9 points to four down against a very relentless Dublin team. But, you know, they kept hanging in there in that moment in the game, and they kept digging very, very deep. And then whenever the game opened up for us and we started getting a bit of momentum, they weren't afraid as well to push on and try and do a bit of damage on the scoreboard. So we're very, very happy. I suppose in 2011 we played Dublin, and we played a very defensive game, and we defended really well, and we'd done a fantastic job defensively, but we didn't get enough scores on the board. And we knew going into the game yesterday that Dublin were going to score fairly heavy, and that was the case. You know, they kicked 16 points again yesterday, like, and some exceptional points in the first half, I have to say. Some of the long-range point taking was exceptional by Dublin, Paul Flynn and Dermot Connolly in particular. So, you know, we have things to work on ourselves as well in the lead into the final, but in terms of, you know, the overall display from our lads, the attitude was the big one, really.
It certainly was, Jim, and the mix there as well that you have this year of the youth and the experienced players. We've seen the likes of Paddy McGrath and Neil Gallagher playing influential roles yesterday. Christy Toy coming on and making a difference after Paul Durkin had made the save. But we'll have to mention Ryan McHugh today. He put on a fantastic performance and rightly man of the match. And you've been working very much along with these younger players over the last couple of seasons. And I suppose, Jim, is starting to come to fruit now for you.
Yeah, well, I suppose you're working with them, but, you know, they're very talented young boys as well themselves, and you're just trying to nurture their talent. That's been honest with you, Oisin, and Ryan McHugh is an exceptional player, and so is Oran Manilis, and Derek O'Connor is an exceptional player as well, and Luke Keeney and these boys that have come in and given us a fresh impetus and legs, and I suppose putting it up to other people as well in terms of game plan or game time. So, you know, that's all very, very important. It's something we looked at and made a conscious decision. We need it in the team. In the early part of the season, and we put them in to the McKenna Cup, and we took the McKenna Cup, I suppose, seriously for that reason, and offered people the opportunity to play in the county jersey at a competitive level, and then that moved into the league, and then I think by the time they got to the championship, they were kind of very familiar with what it was all about. So that has been very positive. You know, and I suppose the bench yesterday as well was very important, and we held Patrick back and we held Christy back with the view, you know, to make an impact off the bench. And in 2011, when we played Dublin, you know, it was Kevin McMenamin that made the impact and turned the game. And I suppose when he was named in the team during the week, we were wondering would he start or would he hold him back, you know, for that impact. And when we seen that he was being held back, I suppose it gave us a wee bit of a shot in the arm as well, because we felt, well, you know, they're working out that maybe he might be needed to come on and make an impact. So that gave us a bit of a shot in the arm, and we done the same. We held a lot of quality on the bench with a view to making an impact, and, you know, being honest about it, I think Christy turned the game for us. Yeah. And, you know, we were a wee bit lethargic at that stage in the game, and our decision-making wasn't as smooth as I would have liked it to have been, but once we made a couple of incisions and we started getting our running game going and the support play off the runners, we settled into our normal kind of routine. And that was very, very important. And Patrick came in, done a great job. Derek O'Connor, the whole lot of them. So it's great. And you need that. You need your key players, and you also need key players on the bench.
And just finally, Jim, we had the euphoria yesterday after that one, but it's time to get the boys grounded again, and I'm sure that's not a hard thing to do for this group of players to come back down from that yesterday. And what an exciting time. If you're a GA footballer, you want to be preparing for an All-Ireland final, and that's what these guys are going to do now.
Yeah, they've got three of the biggest weeks of their life ahead of them now. Very special time in their life, excuse me. And, you know, we've got to try and take this opportunity now, Oisin. That's the bottom line. And, you know, there's no trophies or medals given out yesterday. It was a great occasion, great performance, and great to be from Donegal yesterday. But we will very quickly refocus now on Kerry and start getting our teeth into that and doing as much homework as we possibly can, and with a view to going up to Dublin to put in a big, big performance. And that's all you can ask. You know, you can put in a big performance in the final and maybe not win it as well. There's no God-given right for anybody to win anything. Kerry will be coming with huge momentum now on the back of a phenomenal performance themselves on Saturday night. And we're going to have to be able to match that. So it was the makings of a great final, and you know, it's surreal in many respects, to be honest with you, Oisin. You know, to be in our second All Ireland in 3 years, and the success that the boys have brought to the county on the back of the hard work that they've delivered over the last 4 years. So we're just delighted, and just to thank the supporters as well.
Well, just on that, Jim, as a novel way of trying to give people the incentive to get their flags out and do up their businesses, we've come up with a little competition for businesses today. Just how important is it for people, the householders, people with houses, people with businesses, to get out their flags and to show the colours? What does it mean to Declan and Jim? What does that mean to the players?
Well, it means a lot. It means a lot to me, anyway, Sean, because I'm very proud of where I come from, and I'm very proud to be a Donegal man. And I spend a bit of time up and down the road to Carrickfinn to get flights to Glasgow. And there's not many houses, to be honest with you, that doesn't have a flag out at the moment. And it does give you a lift. And sometimes when the Wains come down with Yvonne to collect me, they'll be counting the flags. And there's not many houses that aren't a flag out at. So it's great. It's very special for the players, very, very special for the players, and I'm sure the minors are the same, and Declan will comment on that, but from our point of view, we do have a very strong affinity with the supporters, and, you know, being honest, Sean, I don't know how many people were there yesterday from Donegal, maybe 30 or 35,000, and being honest about it, probably a lot of them didn't believe that we could win the game, but they still travelled in the numbers, and, you know, maybe a lot of people were hoping that we could put in a big performance, or maybe hoping that we wouldn't get demoralised and take a beating, but they still travelled in the huge, huge numbers, and it was just fantastic then to put in the performance that we did put in for them people that made that journey, and all the money and costs that are associated with that, and it was great to give that back, and hopefully now we can do the same in 3 weeks' time and give everybody a lift again.
And Declan, that your lads, many of them back to school.
Yeah, some lads come back to college now this week, and it's going to be a bit tricky for the next couple of weeks. But again, you know, the support yesterday, from a minor point of view, you know, sometimes the supporters can come in late, but Donegal supporters have been brilliant, and I mean, it's been a huge lift to the minor team. Every time we go out in the park, there's a big, big crowd there. Now, Ulster final was brilliant, and yesterday again, we're going to need that against Kerry in the final in 3 weeks' time, make sure all the Donegal supporters get in there early and support the minor team. But listen, I would like to, I mean, Jim, what he's done for Donegal football over the last 4 years has been incredible. I mean, this time last year, after playing against Mayo, I mean, Jim and a couple of lads could have walked away. They owed Donegal football nothing, but it was a disappointing defeat against Mayo, and Jim came back and to win Ulster this year, now to be 70 minutes from an All-Ireland title. What a feat. And to me, probably yesterday was Jim's greatest feat as a team manager in terms of game plan and how they worked to break down the Dublin team. And I mean, it was outstanding, and I mean, what a terrific performance from Donegal seniors yesterday.
Well, Declan, Jim, thanks again for making the county very happy and people all over the world from this county very happy as well. Thanks for joining us, both of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean.